Yud Aleph Kislev, Sunday the 11th of December, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, Gid Hanoshe. This week's Torah will be sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Sheindel Ruchama Bas Nisanel by her sons.
פרשת שבוע, פרשת וישלח. Read about Yaakov. There's the first love, lo yisasei in the Torah. It's a mitzvah sasei, mitzvah lo yisasei. As the chinuch brings down, the mitzvah sasei of Beriyah Berivye, we learn them Bereishis, we learn the mitzvah sasei of Parshas Lechach of Mile. The first mitzvah lo yisasei. And the Torah is the mitzvah of lo yisasei is hazore, on Gid Hanoshe. So what is the Gid Hanoshe? Timing about Gid Hanoshe. Let's go like a little bit as Inyone Gid Hanoshe, and let's we're gonna carry on as much as we could Kachol Sheyaspik as man in a half hour or even less. How much we could do in a half hour, we're gonna try to cover the Inyonim of Gid Hanoshe. Let's start from the Pasuk. It says over there that he went to Mavar Yaboik and he crossed them the Nachal, the small river over there, the brook, and then he went back to take the pachim ktanim. It was of their small vessels what he left behind, and he went back to take it. And vayovik ish imoy, and comes over there ish, and Chazal tell us this ish is the malach, the sori shel Esav, and he fought with him. Why he's fighting with him? Because we're going to see a few times, and vayar kilo yochalo, he sees he can't overcome him. So va'iga bekaf yerechoi, he comes and chooses the kaf, the spoon of his thigh, va'teika kaf yerech Yaakov be'ofko imoy, and he hurt him, and it is gid hanoshen, noshes miloshen, the Gemara says kfitze, it jumped out this sciatic nerve, as you call it, or you call it the sinew that goes down the thigh, it came and popped out of the place. Emele, we don't need the gid hanoshen. But what is the reason taki he grabbed him dafke in the kaf yerechoi? So the Baal HaTorah brings two different reasons. The first reason brings, Liroi simu malach kemoisoi. And this is based on the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma brings that the malach sees that Yaakov against him, and he can't overcome Yaakov. He doesn't understand. This looks like a human being. Mitzat sheini, when you fight a human being, a malach should win straight away. What's taking him so long? Elamai, he understood this is a malach, the one standing in front of me. Oh, if this one is a malach, I have to come to check if he's a malach. How do we check if a malach is a malach? So the Medrash of the day brings down a pasuk in Zechariah, Venosati lechom mehalchim beino oimdim. That means that beino oimdim, who's the oimdim? The malachim. The malachim only stand. They can't sit. So that's why he grabbed them by the kfotzim ubechulyois. He grabbed them by the thigh, where the malachim can't sit. They only stand. So they don't need these kfotzim, the nerves over there, what you have to sit. And Mimele, he grabbed them there, and he saw that he's not a malach. According to this, I saw in the Sefer, Oitzis Plois HaTorah, in the Ores, he brings an interesting thing. He says that, Avraham Avinu, we see that he sat under the tree, the malachim. So he says, if you look at the Pesukim, it says, V'yishoanu tachasayis. Come and lean under the tree. Don't say, Yeshvu tachasayis. It says only to lean, and doesn't say to sit. That's one time why he grabbed him, Tavke B'kaf Yerechai. Another reason brings the Baal HaTorah. To check that if he's a malach or not a malach. A malach cannot sit.
And he can lean?
Yeah, lean, yes. Why? You lean with the shoulder, no?
The malachim don't have a human body, apart from that.
Apart from that, it says in the Gemara Chagiga, in Shloisha, the Gemara Chagiga says that the Nisha ben Avuyo Acher went to the Sosama sitting. And there's the malachim don't sit. The malachim don't sit. And we know Yaakov, the Sorosh of Esav, was upset about Yaakov because he bought off the Pchoire. Esav sold the Pchoire to Yaakov. Now, at the time, the ones that told the Chet Eagle, it says in the Chumash, that the Bechoirim, they are the ones at, doing the Avoida. They are the ones doing the Avoida. Mainly, he wanted to come and pass them from Avoida. How are you going to pass them from Avoida? Turn him into Balmum. Turn him into Balmum, and mainly, he's going to be possible Avoida. The Bechoirim, the Shkabchoirim. And he says the, so we have to understand why, like a Kaf Yereichoi, what has to do the Kaf Yereichoi? He says the Balaturim, Kaf, Bekaf Yereichoi, Begimatri, Leposle Mikuna. That is the Remez. Still doesn't answer us what exactly the Kaf Yereichoi, he could posle him Lekuna anywhere else. The, in the Sefer Tzedel Aderech, on Rashi, on the Yudalef Meforshe Rashi, in the Chumash of Bedano, Tzedel Aderech, he brings B'Shem Reb Lezer Ashkenazi. This is the Maitre Hashem, he brings a different reason. He says that when Yaakov Avinu pulled off the Bechoira from Esav. So it says of the Vayishova, they made the Shavua, and also he came and said, he wrote down a Shtar. A Shtar Mechira. Yaakov bought off, Esav sold the Bechoira to Yaakov. Now where did he keep the Shtar? He said he kept the Shtar tied to his tie. Why? Because he says the Gemara, and that day that's the way they kept the documents. There's a Gemara in Bo'e Basa, the Gemara in Bo'e Basa, Kufla Med Heyam Med Beis, says the Gemara, Mishemes Venimto Daiteke Kshuro Al Yereichoi. Someone who died, and we find a daiteke. A daiteke is a will of a shchimera, tzavah shchimera. And he find it tied to the thigh of the person, so the Gemara goes into dinim. So you see that in the olden days, where they kept the documents, they kept the thigh. So he tried to grab from him the shtar mechire on the bechoyre, and velo yuchaloi, and that's the pshat in the pasuk, ki sorisoi melekim, imanoshi vatuchol, and because he wasn't matzliach. It says that later on in the parsha, Al Kain lo yoichu, because the story Al Kain lo yoichu bnei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe. This is the reason why Kali Yisrael don't need the Gid Hanoshe. So why that is the reason? The Cheskuni, there's two main pshatim in the Rishonim. The Cheskuni says because the reason is because bnei Yisrael, or bnei Yisrael, bnei Yaakov, if you could call them, bnei Yaakov, they should have, they were giboyrim, they were strong men. They should have gone and accompanied Yaakov, and he goes back. To get the pachim ktanim, they should accompany him. Why they left him by himself? Therefore, they got punished and they can't eat the gid anoshe. They got punished, they can't eat the gid anoshe. He said there were anoshim giboirim, there were anoshim chazokim, they should have gone back and they got punished. And the Pirush HaRosh adds, it's a ma'achal toiv and they got punished lemaskeres ovin. It's a very good piece of meat and they got punished and therefore they're not going to come and eat the gid anoshe. And the Chizkuni goes on, and you should see from over here, to come to teach us, Liyo Yizrizim, B'mitzas Leviye, a person comes, you should accompany him, and walk him to the door, and that's the Mitzas Leviye, as we know the Gemara in Soite, the Gemara comes and speaks about from Bnei Yosef, from Luz, how important is the Mitzas Leviye, to come and to escort a person, to walk him, to accompany him when he walks out of the city. Because he got hurt there, so that's why they don't eat the Gid Hanoshe. That's why they got over there punished. There's another reason what they being, because he's calling a nest. Because really what the Esav, what the Sorosh of Esav wanted to do is, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill Yaakov. And he couldn't kill him, he couldn't overtake him, so he just hurt him. He couldn't kill him, so he just grabbed him by the Gid Hanoshe. And therefore, Lizikor and Hanes, we don't need the Gid Hanoshe. There's more pshatim, but that's mainly. So I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Supplies, it brings over there, Lichoire, we know the Gemara says, and Chulin, Daf Peites, Ein Begidin Benoisentam. The sinews don't have any taste. So the Rosh says, wow, this is a machal toiv. It's a good piece of meat, and we got punished because he didn't come and walk the Bnei Yaakov, did not walk the father, so we got punished not eating this piece of meat. This piece of meat anyway doesn't have any taste. What's the big punishment? So he says that he might come and say a teretz that because that ain't begidim benoy sentan, but we know tzorich lechatet acharov. That means you have to come and to make sure to uproot all the gidim. Now, if we're going to look at the gidim, let's explain what's the gid hanoshe. We have the, we call this the attic nerve, or this is the really the sinew who goes down out from the spine down through the legs. Through the legs down till the hooves. Now it spreads. Here's the inner, they call it the pnimi, gida pnimi, the inner sinew, and there's an outer sinew, that's the gida chitzon. Basically, the gida pnimi, the Gemara says, that's the one that's koriv le'etzem, near to the bone, to the bone, to the thigh bone. And there's the gid hachitzoin, or that's near the flesh. Small cove to the meat, to the flesh. Now the gid hapenimi, it's also midoiraise. That's what the gid anoshe, what we understand now, is the inner sinew. And there is a machloikis in the rishoy, in the tanoim, where the Rav Yehuda says that it's the whole thing, from the top, from the spine, down to the whole leg, that the whole thing is a yisodoiraise. Chachamim say, no, only what's keneged the bone, or what's called the thigh bone.
Does it look different from anything else?
That only mumchim could say. That only the mumchim. You have to know. It looks like a regular, it looks like regular sinews, but you have to know exactly what you're doing. Then you have, coming out from the sinews, you have the knoiknois. That's the very small sinews that come out, and this is also an iso, to come into the knoiknois. Chutz in this, we have also the shumanagid. Shumanagid is the fat, what covers in the gid anoshe, has also fat. Now this fat, there was a big shaila, because there is some, in the time the Rishonim wanted to say, that this is not a gid hanoshe, iso of gid hanoshe, this is also because it's forbidden to eat, because it's chaylev, it's fat. And we know chaylev is also b'achile. What is the difference if we say, you're not allowed to eat it because it's fat, or you're not allowed to eat it because it's a gid hanoshe? The difference will be a chayo. We know that chaylev is only by behemoth, not by chayes. Moshe, or tzvi, or yachmo, one of these animals, you're allowed to eat the chaylev. So if you have a shuman agid of a chaya, you're allowed to eat it if it's not a gid anoshe. Because a gid anoshe is bein beschorim, bein benekevis. But over here, if we say that this is from a chaya, bein beschorim, bein benekevis, bein bechaya, bein bebehema, as we're going to see. So if you say that this is a gid anoshe, is a shuman of gid anoshe, is a chelek of the animal, of the chelev, so you're going to be okay to eat it on a chaya. And if not, so if it's part of the gid anoshe, you know that it's a chaya. They say that in the chasana of Rashi's daughter, they gave to eat over there antelopes, deers, tzvoim. They gave to eat tzvoim, and they came and asked Rashi, "No, you're giving us the shuman agid or not?" Different words. The shuman agid is a chaylev, and then you can come and give us to eat also the shuman agid of this the antelope. Or this is you're not giving us to eat the shuman agid. Why? Because shuman agid is part of the gid. You're not allowed to eat it. And Rashi Pasna, I think it's in Chuvas Rashi in Simon Pofei, that is part of the Gid Anoshe. And the Meiri has a very sharp lashon. He says, who korev, the people who say that this is a chelev and not Shuman Hagid, is not part of the Gid Anoshe, who korev leminus, verov lenadoisoi, and that's what we bring down Takela Aloche and Simon Samaches, and Samachei Seif Ches, that it's part of the Gid Anoshe itself. An interesting shaila, what we said, that it has no tam, because it has no tam, so there's a darush l'shaila. If it has no taste, ain't begidim menoyze tam. It doesn't have any taste. We know the Gemara in Psochim, daf chov dalet amud beis. The Gemara says, if you have something that's also be'achile, but a person is eating it, sheloy kederech achile. For example, chelev chay. You have a piece of chelev, we just said chelev, you're not allowed to eat chelev. You're not allowed to eat the chelev, this type of fat, or you're not allowed to eat the fat. If someone is eating it, sheloy kederech achile, you don't eat it live. You don't eat it away, you cook it beforehand, and then you eat it. And someone ate it when it's not cooked. So it's not loike. Why? Because shaloike derech achila. It's not achila. The Torah asked is forbidden a person to eat chelev, and this is not called eating. Why? Because it has no taste, and things that have no taste, people don't eat. If so, if someone is eating gid anoshe, the Rambam passes ma'acholish asuris, perek ches, aloche beis, if someone is eating the gid anoshe, loike. So why he gets malchus? Ain't begidin benoisen tam. The sinews have no taste. Has no taste, so people don't eat it. If people don't eat it, so lechoyre, you shouldn't. But the Gemara answers this. The Gemara says that in daf tzadik base, even though ain't chir for all of toire. It's a wood. It's a piece of wood. But the chidush of the toire came and said, you're not allowed to come and to eat this piece of wood, that this piece of wood is gid hanoshe. If so, comes the minchas chinuch and asks an interesting shaila. The Rambam pasken the ma'acholis asuris, sorry, perek ches halochevav. A person has a nevele, a behemoth what died, not b'shchita, and he ate the gid hanoshe of this nevele. Loike shtayim, says the Rambam, he gets double malchus. Also, the malchus for nevele, eating a nevele get malchus, and also malchus of eating gid hanoshe. Now let's think together. If this gid hanoshe, yeah, we say it has no taste. So if you take a part of a nevele, it has no taste. Has no taste. You're going to get malchus mitzad nevele? No. As we said, this is Asar Shaloi Kedrech Achile. When the Torah forbids a person to eat, Isur Achile is only Bederech Achile. Something has no taste, is not Derech Achile. You're not going to be able. So okay, we say Gida Noshe, we have a Chidush. Chidush Achid Shatoiro even has no taste. You have to, you also to eat. But Nevele, what has no taste, you shouldn't come and be over. Why the Rambam says you chayav shtayim?
Maybe it's sort of achshavei.
So most achroinim though, Sameya, they all answer because achshavei. And just in Minchas Chinuch, I think in Reish Pei Aleph maybe.
Need to explain the achshavei.
He explained like this, that when a person comes and eats chaylev chay, something that really no one eats this way, the chaylev. Chaylev, a fat, what you're not allowed to eat. No one is eating this way, the chaylev. So we could say, maybe this person really likes to eat chaylev. We don't know. Maybe he likes to eat chaylev, and for him it's a achile. He is thinking, he is machshiv this chaylev into a oichel. So he should be oiva. But we know there's a chazoke, loy machzikinen inish berisha. We don't come and say a person is a rosha. Probably is not machshiv et la'achile. And if he's not machshiv et la'achile, mimele, he's not going to be oiva, because for him it's not a food. It's not a food. The Torah asks us only to eat food that is also be'achile. This is not food, so it's no problem to eat it. Now, but in Gida Noshe, we can't say this. Because in Gida Noshe, the Torah tells you, this is oichel. Even if it has no taste, this is oichel. And if this is oichel, the Torah is coming in, the Torah is doing over here the achshavei. The Torah is coming and saying, this is something that you shouldn't eat, even though it has no taste. This is Gelu, your machshivet, something that has the taste. Okay, there I go. Let's go weiter. When does the Isser of Gida Noshe, when did it start? What time? So there's a machloikis in the Mishnah and Kuf, Omet Beis, and in Chuli. Rabbi Yudah said, from the time of Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayishlach, from now, started the Isser of Gida Noshe. Chachamim say, no, only from Matan Torah. Only from Matan Torah, only then started the Isser. The Rambam appears in Shamishnayas, and the Rambam said anything in Melochim Perek Tes Aloch Aleph. There's mashmal from the Rambam that it started Hake from Matan Torah. Only from Matan Torah then. What says the Parshas Vayigash? After Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Agvure in the Torah, so he came and he wrote, yeah, Al came Bnei Yisrael, Yechlu Gdanoshe, he came and gave the reason in Parshas Vayishlach. But the commandments with the Eden, or Mechuyev, were obligated not to eat the Gdanoshe, this is only from Matan Torah. And Mishnah Lemelech over there brings down, he's medayik in the Rambam, that for sure the Rambam is asking that in Shitas Chachomim, that it's from Matan Torah, but also from Parshas Vayishlach, from the times of Yaakov, they did not eat it. It was also a chiyuv not to eat the reason why Bizman Hazeh we don't eat Gida Noshe is because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Torah. But then they didn't eat it, and some Rishonim say also that they didn't eat at that time because it was not tzivui, just the Bnei Yaakov, the Sefer Hasidim beings, the Bnei Yaakov themselves as a punishment, and this is very good, as we said, the Cheskuni, as a punishment of themselves because they didn't come and accompany the father, so they came and they did not eat the Gida Noshe. In Shitas Rabbi Yudah, what Rabbi Yudah says, that you don't, from Bnei Yaakov already, mechuyev not to eat the Gida Noshe. So there's also two Shitas in the Rishonim. There's Shitas Atoisves and Chulin and Avtzadik, and Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, who both say that was also for only for Yisraelim. Only Yisraelim. Who was Mechuyev at the time of Bnei Yisrael, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael, is Gida Noshe, only the Bnei Yisrael should need the Gida Noshe, and not the Bnei Noyach. Now there's a Machloikis Rishonim, in Iran, Bnei Noyach Yisrael is called Bnei Noyach, or not called Bnei Noyach, it's not Negea. And some Rishonim understand, Rabbi Yoyin and Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, he says no, that this is Sai Bnei Noyach and Sai Klal Yisrael had the Chiyuv from Parshas Vayishlach till Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, as we know, call any mitzvah that was not repeated in Sinai, so it was only said for Bnei Yisrael and not for Bnei Noyach, and this was not repeated in Sinai. Mimele, this is only, today is only from Matan Torah, is only for Klal Yisrael. There is a Shita in the Toysus and Kol Shor, who brings the Rimur Leinish, but he says that Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Gida Noshe is also Sile Yisrael and Sile Bnei Noyach. Also for the Goyim is also to eat the Gida Noshe. Now a very interesting machloikas in the Gemara, and it has to do with the pshat of the Psukim, is there's two Gida Noshe, right? There's two sinews from the right side and from the left side. from the left leg and from the right leg. So which one you're not allowed to eat? Rabbi Yehuda says, only the right one. Only the right one. Why? Because the Yerech HaYemonis. Chachamim say both. And the Gemara brings over there, and the Machlokes HaMoiroim, why only the right one according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, only the right one, you know why? Because the Malach, when he came to fight with Yaakov, hit Akum nearly. He looked at him like an Akum. And Akum, a Goy, says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Chofeyim with base, that when you see a Goy, and he comes and you're walking somewhere, and suddenly the Goy sees you and he says, oh, let me, walk together, come, and we're going to have company together. You should, if you tell him, I'm walking a parcel, tell him you're walking two parcels, try to avoid them. But if you can't avoid them, you should always walk to his left. That means you should always, he should be on your right side. Why? Because if he attempts to attack you, to kill you, you would always be with your strong side, near him. So, Yaakov Avinu sees the Malach, and the Malach looks like Ke'akum. So the first thing he does is, he's placing himself on the left side of the Malach. So the Malach is attacking Yaakov, he gets first where? He gets to the right side of Yaakov. Another man, the Omar, says, Ke'talmid Chochem nearly. He looked like a Talmid Chochem. And there's a Gemara in Yume Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says that if someone walks liyemina Talmid Chochem, harei zebur. This is not a derech eretz to walk on the right side of Talmid Chochem. You should walk to the left side. So if he saw Talmid Chochem, he walked to his left side. So his left side of the Talmid Chochem is the right side of Yaakov. And he attacked him on the right side. And that's why only the Yerech HaYemonis, you're not allowed to eat according to Rav Yehuda. The Chachomim, what we pass like Chachomim, they say the Malach attacked him from behind. And he attacked him on both. And the pshat of the psukim is different according to this. When he came and he attacked Yaakov, he attacked him on both thighs and the same time from the back. And therefore, we say that it shouldn't be on both places. This is noyeg, as we said, bein bescholim, bein benekevis. Bein bescholim, bein benekevis. So I would like to read a very interesting, crazy. It was very interesting. Some say, as you know, the Gemara said, the Shumnoi Shel Gid, we spoke about Shumnoi Shel Gid. So the Shumnoi Shel Gid, the Gemara says that even though it's not Osel, but Yisrael Kedoshimim, Upor Shumnei. They saw the Kedoshim and they came and they don't need the Shumnoi Shel Gid. So sometimes you say about people that they are Kodesh. So you say, yeah, they're Kodesh, they don't need Shumnoi Shel Gid. Already you could call them a Kodesh. So everyone is a Kodesh. The crazy brings a maise. The crazy in place, Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, and Simen Chsamachei, Seif Kotten Tezayin. Vehinei Bizmani, he says, and my times, Hoyo Menaker Echot, someone who did the Nikur, the one that comes and takes out the Gidim, Afilu Baal Tiro Humum Chemeroid, he was a Tamid Chochem, he knew what he's doing, he was an expert in his job. Venishtabesh Bedaato, Yloi Maral Gid Echot, Shehua Gid Amiti. He decided, whatever today, everything with today, you said that this is the Gid, that's not true. This is the Gid, he came and he said a particular sinew, this is the Gid HaNosha. And he was Voyoholech Veshov Bechol Eretz Ashkenaz. He went back and forth in Europe, till he came, Achebo LePrague. He came to Prague, Veitzia Lefonai, Dvoro Lefonai, Ulifnei Chachmei Ira Goinim. He came and he told me, yeah, this is the sinew, not this. Ve'ani Chokalti Bodakti Yisadovo. He says, I came and I checked and I investigated. This sinew, what he tied that this is the real Gid HaNoshe, is only by Schorim, not by the Kevis. So I told him, says the Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, as a reiti lo smag, but the smag says, Shekosav the Gid HaNoshe noig b'schorim uben the Kevis. Val yedeize, hishtakel milule. He just kept quiet. I showed him a smag who says that this is Sai b'schorim, Sai b'ne Kevis. Now the Toldos Odom brings down that he looked at the smag, and he didn't find in the smag this. And he looked at the smack, maybe there was a toe saver between smag and smack. It's also not. So he opened up, so until he found the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, Noig bechol mokoim, chutz lo rotzat Yisrael, ubechol zman, bezman habayit, bezman hazeh, bezchorim, ubenekevis. But this is a little bit of a mistake, because what means the Chinuch when he says, bezchorim ubenekevis? That men and women are not allowed or forbidden to eat the Gid HaNoshe. So what is the raya? Beschorim and the kevois. So he's bringing, came a person and said, this sinew is the real Gid HaNoshe. Tells him, Rabbeinu Yonasan Eibschitz, this doesn't make sense because it says it's not beschorim and the kevois. So in the kevois, it's not talking about animals, beschorim and the kevois. It's talking about the people man or woman are not allowed to eat vidanasha. So he comes and he says, maybe it's a bahag. They bring all kinds of things. What's the bahag? So in the Haggos on the bahag, he brings over there that it says over there the bahag, umishakle duchre venukve. So he says maybe this is what Rabbi Yonasan Eifetz meant, but some people ask on the shaila because mishakle duchre venukve, we see that there's two types of sinews, two types of gidim. Types of schorim and the kevi. So that's what it means. You have to take out all the gidim. Doesn't mean schorim and the kevi, two different schorim and the kevi. So he brings over here the agoe. I just read it out. He brings that there was a rov, Arav Shloim Michol Nechens, ki etzlo nimtzo ha-sefer hazeh. He found the sefer of Rav Yonasan Eifetz himself, Tfus al Tunne Tof Kuf Chof Gimel. And over there he says it was crossed out smag and it says Sahan. And what means Sahan? Seder Hilchois Niko. And the Seder Hilchois Niko was bought from the Baal HaYitur. It's brought down in Simen, in the end of Simen Samachay, in the Tur. And over there it says that it's not Yigbein B'Shorim B'Men HaKevois, Behemois. Some want to say also over there, you could come and explain that this is Shorim B'Men HaKevois, different Shorim B'Men HaKevois, or Gidim B'Shorim B'Men HaKevois. So I saw interesting Raya what they being, that we don't really have time. It's a big discussion. This is the Wazap Shatan Rabbi Yonasan Eifetz. It's I think the Chasam Sofer, the Simen Samachtes, has a big arichus with a pilpul, very long pilpul, to sort out this Rabbi Yonasan Eifetz. But we don't really have time. So they come and explain there's a Rashi in the beginning of Gida Noshe. The Rashi says over there that on a Korban Oilo, there's also a Gida Noshe. And Rashi says, Gersin and Chatos and Oilo. Now, Korban Chatos comes only from Nekevis. Oh, so we see that Gida Noshe is also in Nekevis and not in only in Schorim. And could be it's talking about Soir. Nossi, that the chat is also a zachal, but Rashi, whenever it says soyer, Rashi says soyer, it doesn't say nechatos. Stam chatos is in the cave. Now, really, I would like to speak about if a gida noshe by Odom. We know there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim if psar Odom is mutar be'achila or not. But even if we can say psar Odom is mutar be'achila, but the Gida Noshe for sure is also Be'achile. Why? Because the Issa of Gida Noshe says about Psar Odom. But we're going to have to keep it for maybe and a half a year, or Dudi, whenever. I would like to read, to end with the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, Mishor Shei Mitzvah Zu, Kedei Shetiyeh Remez Leisroel, She'af Al Pi She'izvelu Tzorois Rabois Begolus, מיד עמים ומיד בני איסוב שיהיו בטוחים שלא יועבדו אלא לאוילום יעמו יגזר ומושמום. And it's brought down in the Medrash already, and the Ramban and this parasha brings it down from the Medrash, that all the shlita, or the what Edoim or Esav control Klal Yisrael בזמן הזה, and the Ramban brings it Ashmad, and he says that in our times also in Ashkenaz they had the Crusades, we have also lots of Tzores and lots of Yisurim, is because this Gid Hanoshe, what Esav came and he grabbed from Yaakov, that's the shlita, that's the control, what Esav has, Edom have over Klal Yisrael. And that's the control. And he says, Rotzol okri min oilom hu vezar ve lo yocholoi. Betziaroi benegias hayerech. Bechein zera Esav metzar lezera Yaakov. Ada doir hazeh metzar zera Yaakov. But, as we know, they're not going to be matzliach. And it's brought down in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayishlach, that is, shin samachei lavim. Right? There's lois hasei. Evi Keneged Shin Samachei Yemoy Sachamo. That's 365 days. And the Gida Noshes Keneged Tishabov. And they bring from the Arizal, that's Al Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael S. What's the S? S Tof Aleph is Tishabov. Lo Yoichlu. Why we don't eat in Tishabov? And therefore the Zohar says, Kol Oichel B'Tishabov Keilu Oichel Gida Noshe. Why? Because that's the love of Gida Noshes Keneged Tishabov. And that's, we understand, there's a Binyan Shloime, who says in the Hagdome, the second Hagdome, the Chidushim al HaTorah, he says that, might be, he says, why it says over here, Ad Hayoim Hazeh. Whenever the Torah wants to tell you that it's Ledoiros, it says Ad Oilom. Or don't say it all, and we know it's Ledoiros. He said, Ad Hayoim Hazeh is still the day that Mashiach will come. And the day when Mashiach will come, the same thing like Tisha B'Av will be Mizbatel, also the Gid Hanoshe will be Mizbatel. Whereas we know when we're going to finish off with the Shechinuch, what the Chinuch says, that the same thing, Kemoi Shemotzinu Be'av, as we find by Yaakov Avinu, Shezor Choloi HaShemesh, של משיח, שזור חולוי, השמש, the force, ואינו לשם מן הצער, and the end. As much as Esav tries to come and to control the Eden and the end, we see that Yaakov Avinu came and killed himself. The same thing. Kein Izrach lonu ha-shemesh el Moshiach, v'yirapeinu v'tzareinu v'yigoleinu, v'meyo v'yameinu. Amen.